Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Women of the Copper Country, a novel by Mary Doria Russell. Read by Cassandra Campbell.
The laborer is worthy of his wage. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 10. Prologue. Turn tears to fires. Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. The dream is always simple. The memory never is. It's an echo from 1903 when she was almost 16. A rare family outing down to the county fair in Houghton, Michigan. Her father probably expected the excursion to cheer her up. There were horse races and ox pulls all day long, a merry-go-round and a Ferris wheel, games of chance, vendors calling their wares, quilts, pies, and jams vying for blue ribbons. The promise of fireworks after dark. But there were crowds as well. Strangers. People who'd never before seen the girl called Big Annie up in Calumet. At 25, Anna Klobuchar Clements would be known around the world as America's Joan of Arc. 10,000 miners would march behind her in a wildcat strike against the richest, most powerful copper company on Earth. But that day at the house.